Chametz on Pesach is not only usur ba'achila, but it is also usur ba'hana. And whereas it's obvious what the source of this ra'achila is, the sugya in Pesachim Adav Chafalif quotes the machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Avohu regarding the isur hana. Chizkiya tells us very simply the following. The Torah tells us, lo ye'achel chametz. Ye'achel is written in the Nifal. That indicates that not only is achila forbidden, but anything that would be mevi ledi achila, any consumption at all, is considered to be forbidden, and that even includes an isur hana as well. And Rabbi Avohu comments that it's not necessary to have a posuk specific when it comes to chametz pesach, but rather this is part of a much broader hagdara. Whenever the Torah tells us, even in binyan kal, one is not allowed to eat, echad isur achila v'echad isur hana mashma. That term itself of achila implies achila and hana. Unless, ad shipar lecha kasuv, unless the Torah goes out of its way and tells us that is not true. If the Torah tells us, lagera shebi sharecha titenav achala, if the Torah tells us, lakelav tashlichen also, if it's clear from the posuk that something is mutter bahana, then obviously that's the case. But the default position is without such a gzeris akasuv that achila implies achila and hana. So therefore, a very fundamental machlok is Chizkin Rabbi Avohu. When the Torah just simply says that something is asr b'achila, do we assume that that should embrace nisrana as well? And what exactly is the source of the fact that chametz pesach is asr b'ana, a separate standalone gzeres akos of Chizkiya, according to Rabbi Avohu, that is not necessary at all. If you look at the Rif, Heyamud Beis and Dapei HaRif, the Rif quotes the Dracha of Chizkiya, lo yachel chametz. Why exactly does the Rif cite Chizkiya Shita? The Ran writes very simply because Yoser Poshut, that is a more obvious drasha. Here the Torah goes out of its way when it comes to chametz and Pesach, and it frames this sir differently than Shar Isuri Achila Yeachel, and therefore that is the most obvious drasha. Rabbi Avohu, the Gemara is going to go on and describe, is it so obvious that Achila as a default always implies Hana? So the Ran writes, that's why the Rif quotes indeed that Shita. If you look at the Rush in Chulin, Zayin, Yud Zayin, the Rush writes that maybe this could be understood in terms of typical Klali Hora, and that is that Chizkiya was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avohu is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore if you have a machlokes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Avohu, so in such a case, we paskin like the Shita of Chizkiya, and therefore that's why the Rif cites the reasoning of Velo Yeachel. When you look in the Rambam, it seems somewhat complicated, no? Because the Rambam, in the very beginning of Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, quotes the Drasha of Chizkiya, Lo Yeachel Chametz. And all of a sudden, in Hilchos Machalos Asuros and Perek Ches, there the Rambam cites the Shita of Rabbi Avohu. The Rambam cites the Shita of Rabbi Avohu B'chala Tarakula, that achila means achila and hana, and therefore there should be no need for any standalone drasha when it comes to chametz pesach, and that's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that chametz is osur not only b'achila but even b'hana, based on the pasuk of lo yeachel chametz. Why indeed is that necessary? Lechem Mishnah writes similar to what the Ran writes according to the Rif, because when it comes to chametz pesach, this is the most obvious drasha. And therefore, that's why the Rambam says the overt, the most obvious gzeres hakasuv when it comes to chametz pesach itself. But nonetheless, tzarichim, that if the Rambam will pass like Rabbi Avohu, Perches, Hilchos Machalos, Asuros, why is it necessary to have any additional limud when it comes to chametz pesach? So one possibility I'll tell you is as follows. When you look at the Gemara a little bit later on Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara raises the following kasha. How can Rabbi Avohu say that achila always means achila hana? The Gemara says, Bahare chadash. What about when it comes to chadash? The Torah tells us, lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, achila, achila is forbidden. But nonetheless, chadash is not usur bahana. So doesn't that fly in the face of Rabbi Avohu? That you see that the Torah tells us, lo sochlu, aretzem yom hazeh, and that means achila, does not mean hana. According to Chizkiya, I understand very well. But according to Rabbi Avohu, why is it that chadash is mutter, mutter, bahana. Why is that true? Ooh, the Gemara says there must be an indicator. There must be a gzeiras hakasuv. After all, reishis kitzir chem, kitzir chem. Ooh, it's described as your kitzira, your kitzira. If something is absolutely nesar, it's asr b'achila, it's asr b'ana, it has no utility whatsoever, whatsoever. Is it really true to say it is yours? It is yours, but it has no function. It's yours, but it has no purpose. It's yours, but you know what? That there's nothing that you can do with it. Ooh, this you recall from Dav Dalma Beis. Is there indeed bailus on Isrei Hana? Is there bailus on Isrei Hana? It's mine, but you know what? It's absolutely off limits. That's how the Ramban explained the Sugyim Sachim and Dav Vav, the Sugyim Bavakam and Dav Chavtes. That was the paradox of Chametz HaPesach. After all, Shnei Dvarim Eino B'Shuso Shal Adam, Baso Kaso, Kilo B'Shuso. On the one hand, the Chametz HaPesach is Nesar, it's Aser Ba'achi and Aser Ba'hana. On the other hand, Heimud Bein, Shalcha Iyataroa, Avalotro, Shalachim, Vishal Gavala. You're only Chayiv if the Chametz is yours, but the Chametz indeed is Nesar. The Ramban writes, that's a paradox, because do you really have Bailus in Yisuri Hana? A deal that the Ksos discusses at length in Simin Tavav, but again, this is already found. A Tosefta in Kilayim. No, the Tosefta writes that if I steal your Kilay HaKeren, Ein Bo Mishum Gezel. Well, what have I taken from you? What have I stolen from you? After all, Kilay HaKeren is Aser Bachila, Aser Bahana. The Ritva writes in Sukkah, and Afla Medala, the sheet of the Ravid. If you have an Esrog of Orla, it's not Lachem. It's not Lachem. Well, what do you mean it's yours? It's Aser Bachi, it's Aser Bahana. How can there be Bailus in cases of Isuri Hana? It sounds that way to an extent from that very Sugyam, Sachim, and Avchav Gimel. After all, the Torah describes the Chadash as being Kitzirchem, Kitzirchem. So therefore, that means there must be some use. There must be some utility. Oh, so Rabbi Yevol argues, isn't exactly the case that here this is an exception, where the Torah is going out of its way and tells you that despite the fact that there's Nisro Achila, it is Mutter Bahana. So it's like Nevela, it's like Trefa, that you know what, that Yifart Lecha Kasuv, that the Torah went out of its way and indicated that here it is Asr Bachila, but indeed it's Mutter Bahana. Oh, so that's the Shaklavitari of the Bavli. Psachim Dav Chav Gimel. What do you do with Chadash? There the Torah says Lo Sochlu. The answer is Kitzirchem. Kitzirchem means that there's Bailus. Bailus means it's Bishuscha. That means, you know what, that it is Mutter Bahana. Okay? Ooh, take a look in Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi raises the very same question. What do you do with Chadash? After all, it's Aser Bachila, but it's Mutter Bahana. It's Mutter Bahana. And is there a pasuk that says that it's Mutter Bahana? The Bavli says, yes, Kitzirchem. The Yerushalmi does not have that drasha, Kitzirchem. So therefore, how do you understand, according to Rabbi Yevol, that Chadash is Aser Bachila, but it's Mutter Bahana? Yerushalmi writes something stunning, stunning, that Kavalo HaKosuv Zman. Kavalo HaKosuv Zman. That's the teretz of Yerushalmi. Kavalo HaKosuv Zman. Wow, wow. You know what that means? That when does Rabbi Yevol say that if something is Aser Bachila, the Chifetz is Nesar, and therefore it's Aser Bachila, Aser Bahana, that's when it applies to typical Machalos Aseros. Typical Machalos Aseros. That the Iser is ongoing. The Iser is everlasting. Nevela, Trefa, I understand. But you know what? You're dealing with Chadash. You're dealing with Chadash. You know, Chadash is forbidden now. Come the second day of Pesach, come the Minchas Omer, there's a Heter Achila. Kavlo HaKosuv Zman. The Torah says it's an Isser. It's an Isser Lizman. It's an Isser Lizman. Whoa. And when you're dealing with an Isser Lizman, Rabbi Avohu never said that Achila means Echad Asra Achila V'Echad Isra Na Mashma. Here's such Yerushalmi. That's unbelievable. No? When did Rabbi Yevol say that's true? If the Torah says no, it's off limits. When something is off limits, it's an Isser Kavua. But if you're dealing with a limited Isser, an Isser Lizman, like Chadash, in such a case, then Rabbi Yevol never said Isser Achila, Isser Echina Mashma. And therefore, of course, Rabbi Yevol admits, obviously, that Chadash is Aser Bachila, and it's Mutter Bahana. That's something which is stunning, no? Kavlo ha-kasuv zman. Kavlo ha-kasuv zman. There's a beautiful or sameach, chametz ha-matzah perek vav, or sameach discusses, the following issue. What exactly does that mean? It's an isser lizman, an isser lizman. The other sameach discusses, you know, when the Torah says something is nesar, is that an isser cheftza? Is that an isser gavra? Does it mean b'cheftza, b'cheftza, inherently is forbidden? Or does it mean that now I as a gavra have to refrain from? Oh, so you know what our sameach writes? Let's say you don't have an open-ended isser, but you have an isser lizman. It's usser here, but you know what? It's going to be mutter there. Is it really true that I should treat that as amamish in isser cheftza, machalos asuros? Or is that only considered to be in isser gavra? That's the possibility, or sameach writes, in isser lizman is considered to be in isser gavra. Oh, and that's how Rav Sameach explains this Yerushalmi. And if you're dealing with such a case, it's not comparable to nevela, treif, and the like, and therefore Rabbi Avo would not argue, ech zin isser achila, vech isser namashma. This is not at all identical, but we discussed at the beginning of the year, a sugyan Shabbos and daf kufhei and mudbeis, Rachmana litzlan, a person hears that a relative has died, and he rips kriya on Shabbos. He rips kriya on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, "Afapi shemechalas Shabbos yatsi yedei kriya." No, even though that was an act of chilul Shabbos, but nonetheless, the mitzvah of kriya indeed is fulfilled. That's the Bavli. Kufeim would base in Shabbos. The Yerushalmi raises the following question: why isn't that a mitzvah haba be'avera? You're fulfilling the mitzvah of kriya ayedei chilul Shabbos. Maishna mi matza gzula. Ooh, that was the kasha of the Yerushalmi. You know what the Yerushalmi answers? Something stunning. Taman gufi isura. Taman gufi isura. You're dealing with an isra of gezel, the cheftz is nesar. You're dealing with chilul Shabbos, bramhacha, hu da'avid isura. Hu da'avid isura. That sounds like a stunning Yerushalmi. And that is that certain isurei Torah, I would argue it's an isra cheftza. A person steals something. It's not just that that person violated an isra of gezel, but it's impactful. It affects. It changes the cheftza. No. They're kinyanim v'cheftza, if something is shel gezel. When it comes to Shabbos, ooh, bram hacha, hu da'avid isura, hu da'avid isura. That's a pretty stunning Yerushalmi. That in isur lizman sounds as though it's considered to be in isur gavra, in isur gavra. The Magrava says such a beautiful diuk. How does the Mishnah present all the lamed tes malachos? No? Shabbos defined gimel. Now, not nouns, but verbs. No? The Magrava says diuk. No? It doesn't tell you that the malacha is the noun of the malacha, right? Not baking, but one who bakes, one who plans. No? Interesting. No? Maybe that's an indicator, a chiddush in Yerushalmi, that Shabbos is considered to be nisa lizman, not subject to mitzvah babi aver. The Yerushalmi writes, that's exactly the chiddush of the Yerushalmi here on Daf Chav Gimel. And that if you have an isa lizman, it's an isa gavra. And Rabbi Avo never applied his principle of Echad Isra Achila, of Echad Isra Hana, and that's why Chadash is also Ba'achila, it's considered to be Mutter Ba'ana. Wow, Yerushalmi worth looking at, no? Okay. Ooh. Now I'll tell you an amazing Mitzvah. No? It's worth coming to Yeshiva to hear this Mitzvah, no? Hagol Sagra in Meseches Orla, in Yerushalmi, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Wow. You know what the Gon writes? Ooh. So how in the world? No. So how can Rabbi Avo apply? No. You don't need the Gon in Orla, no. How can you apply this to Chametz and Pesach? How can you apply it to Chametz and Pesach? Such a fancy lomdus. In Isser Lizman is an Isser Gavra. And if it's an Isser Gavra and the Cheft is not Nesar, then we don't say Echad Isra Achila Echzer Asana. And that's why Chadash, okay. Yeah, but how do you know Chametz and Pesach is Asser Bana? Rabbi Avo says, Echad Isra Achila Echad Isra Hana. So you know what the Gon writes in one line? Unbelievable. That obviously Rabbi Avo holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Pesachim Chavches, that Chametz Sha'av Lava Pesach is an Issa D'Oraisa. Ah, that's a Mitzvah. No, that's a Mitzvah. Rabbi Yavo holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that chametz is not an issur d'zman. Once the chametz is nesar, that's it. Done. There is no heter. Rabbi Shimon, it's true that, you know what? Oh, chametz, it's mutter, lachar ha-pesach, I understand. Oh, the Rambam, adavar sheish lamatirin. We discussed not long ago. But Rabbi Avo, shita, chametz, which is nesar, is nesar lachar ha-pesach. Rabbi Yehuda shita, it makes no difference whether this is chemso she Yisrael or chemso shel akum. A guy goes ahead and has chametz on Pesach. You can't eat it on Pesach. You cannot eat it after Pesach. This is not an Isser Lizman. This is not an Isser Lizman. Wow. The Gon writes that Rabbi Avo assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which would mean that if we are going to paskim like Rabbi Shimon, that chametz she'avlo v'Pesach is mutter min haTorah, that means chametz on Pesach is in Issa the Zman. Who in the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi that you can't apply now this lamdus of Echad Isra Achila, Echad Isra Hana to that which is in Issa the Zman? So therefore, you know what? You're going to have to come up with another makar for the Issa of chametz Behana. And how does the Rambam paskin? Not like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon. The Chametz Shel HaPesach is a Knas Rabbanan. Midaraisa, of course, it's Mutter. It's only an Issa L'Zman. And therefore, you see, there's Gon and Arla. Rav Zhulti writes that perhaps is the Yishuv of the Rambam. But the Rambam will paskin, generally speaking, when it comes to Machalos Asuros. That certainly is true. But not when it comes to Chametz HaPesach. When it comes to Chametz HaPesach, if it's only an Issa L'Zman, and therefore one has to disagree. And maybe the Bavli could agree with the Yerushalmi. Maybe, you know what, that the Bavli that disagrees, Chadash, Chav Gimel, that's when it comes to Chadash. You know, Chadash, maybe one could argue, you know, from the moment, from the very inception, the Chametz was Asur. And it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, it's a Matir that allows. But Chametz was as a strict Isser L'Zman, you know what, maybe Ein Achinami, even the Bavli could agree to this Lamdus as well. And therefore, maybe that's exactly the Shita Sarambam, that even though when it comes to typical Machalos Asuros, which is an Isser Olam, I'll cite Rabbi Avo, Periches Efechos Machalos Asuros, not when it comes to a case of Chametz HaPesach. Wow, no? A line in a Gon in Arla, no? In the Hagos HaGrat Yerushalmi Arla Gimel Aleph. Take a look. No? Wow. Another possibility. You have two different Makoros for an Isser Hana. You have Rabbi Avo, and you have Chizkiya. And the question is, if I have one, why do I need another? You know what the basis of that question is? Is that there's one type of Isser Hana, and the source can be either A or the source can be B, but it really matters very little whether the Makor is this or the Makor is that. There's one type of Isser Hana. So therefore, if I can derive this from Rabbi Avo, why should there be any need for any other Gzeres HaKasu? Why do you need something that tells you Chametz is different when it's not different at all? Anytime the Torah says that something is Asr B'Achila, it means Achila and Hana. But you know what that presupposes? That, you know what? There is one Hagdara of an Isr Hana. And therefore, if you have source A, why should you need source B? If one could somehow demonstrate, maybe that's not true. Maybe they're different moving parts. Maybe there are two different types of Isuri Hana. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, I'm at the finish line if I say that. But if I can demonstrate there are two different Hagdaros of an Isur Hana, you know what? Then I'm halfway there. You know what? I can argue there's this and there's that. And maybe, you know what? If there's a separate Gzera Sakasa for this case, maybe that indicates that it's a different type of Isur Hana than would typically be the case. But is that really true? Is that really true that there are different Hagdaros, different forms of an Isser Hana? So that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Pirish Mishnayis and Krisus and Daf Yud Gimel, what the Rambam calls an Akuda Nifla. The Rambam says, you know what? Brace yourself. I'm about to tell you a wondrous Chiddush. Yeah? And the Rambam writes, you know what the wondrous Chiddush is? Is that they're not all one Hagdara. Not all Yisrei Hana are the same. There are different types of Yisrei Hana with nafkaminas on a level of Darais. The Rambam is bothered by the following. There is a Mishnah in Krisus that tells me the following. Yesh ochel achila achas. A person can eat a single kazayis. Imagine. A person can eat a single kazayis. The chayav lav dalar chatos for osham echad. And you know what? That one kazayis that you ate, that can result in a chiv now to bring five different karbanos. Five different karbanos. Yesh ola chilachas, v'chayev lav dalar chatos v'osham echad. What's the case? Tomei, chelev, nosar, mukdashim, v'yom ha-kippurim. That was the case. Wow. A person eats a single kazayis, but tomei, chelev, nosar, mukdashim, v'yom ha-kippurim. He's chayev four chatos, and he's chayev an asha me'ila. So he's chayev five karbanos, reading a single kazayis. So the Rambam discusses the following. You know what? In order to say that you're chayev for this, and in addition you're chayev for that, you have to get around a problem of ein iser chal iser. Ein iser chal iser. Don't we normally assume that once something is nesar, it's not so simple to superimpose Isser B on Isser A. Are there cases where that's true? Yes, there are cases where indeed that's true. But you know what? That's not the default. That's not the starting point. The starting point is, you know what? That ain Isser Chal Isser. If something is Mutter and Isser Kamichal, if something is Nesar, can another Isser be superimposed on top? The starting point is no, unless there are certain exceptions. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with a case of basachas, where two Isurim are chal simultaneously. Okay. If they're chal simultaneously, it's not A and then B, then you know what? Both Isurim can be chal, but basachas. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with the case of a kolel. Let's assume, for example, Isur B is broader than Isur A. Broader than Isur A. Any day of the week, I'm not allowed to eat machalos asuros. On Yom Kippur, you can't even eat dvarim hamutarim. So Yom Kippur is a fascinating example of an Isser Kolel. It's much broader than typical Isser Achila. So let's say, Ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. You're really going to argue you're only Chayef for Nevela, which is a lav. And this Isser Achila Yom HaKippurim cannot be Chal on Nevela because it's already Nesar. So imagine, a person eats something which is Kosher, he's Chayef Kares. And a person eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, he's only Chayef Malkus, not Kares. No, we assume that this Yom Kippur is chal on all machalos asuros. No, after all, that's a classic example of kolel. The quality of Isser is the same, achila and achila, but you know what? But Yom Kippur can be chal on an Isser chelev or nevela because it's kolel, it's broader, dvarim hamutarim im dvarim haasurim. And let's assume, for example, not kolel, but let's assume mosif. You know what mosif would mean? The very same object. But you know what? Isser B adds a quality of Isser that was not in existence just based on Isser A. Let's assume, for example, Isser A is an Isser Achila. And Isser B means not only Achila, it means also Hana. It's not just I'm adding Kolo Dvarma Vatarim. Other things I can throw into the pot. The domain is larger. No. It means even the given object, which is machalos asuros, but it's only nisr achila. And all of a sudden now it becomes nisr hana. So, that's what the Rambam discusses, that you know what? Maybe a nisr hana is chal and a nisr achila, and that's an exception to a nisr chal isr. Why is that true? Because isr b is mosif, the isr hana, to what up until now was only Aser b'achila. Oh, so the Rambam writes that's exactly that Mishnah in Krisus and Afyud Gimel. You have chelev. Chelev is aser b'achila. Yeah, but you know what? This isn't just chelev of a behema schulin. This is mukdashim. No? Chelev, no sir, no. So, if something is mukdashim, it's not only Osir Bachi, it's Osir Bana. So therefore, the Isser of Mi'ila, by virtue of the fact that it's Isser Hana, is going to be chal even on the chelav of the animal. Because hana, gabi achila, is considered to be an iser ma'osiv. So the Rambam writes, that's part of this Mishnah. Yesh ochal achil achas. Tamei, chelev, nosim, mugdashim, yom ha-kippurim. How can mugdashim be chal on chelev? You know what the answer is? Chelev is aser ba'achila. Once I'm makdish the animal, it's aser ba'hana. And hana, gabi achila, we allow. But iser chal iser. That's what the Rambam writes. So you see an important yesod. That an iser hana is chal on gabi achila. Wow, okay. The Rambam writes that I have a difficulty with this. Let's assume you have basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is not only asr ba'achila. Basar b'chalav is asr midaraisa b'hana. Let's assume, for example, the Rambam tells us you have a case of basar b'chalav where the basar is chelev. It's chelev. Chelev is asr ba'achila. Even if I wouldn't go ahead and cook it together with milk. But now that I've cooked it together with milk, in such a case, basar b'chalav is asr b'hana. So shouldn't we say that, you know what, that if you have basar b'chalav of chelev, in such a case, you should be chayiv because halna al gabi achila is considered to be an iser mosif. So if it's true when it comes to mukdashim, why is it not true when it comes to basar b'chalav? Because the Rambam writes clearly, that's not true. That's not true. Basar b'chalav is not chal on chelev. So what's the difference between basar b'chalav and chelev? And what's the difference between that and mukdashim? Why is there a difference? That's the kasha of the Rambam. Why would you distinguish between an iser hana of mi'ila of mukdashim as opposed to an iser hana of basar b'chalav? That's the Rambam's kasha. Well, the Rambam writes, brace yourself. The answer is in a kuda nifla. And that is that there are two different hagdaros of an isur hana. Not all isri hana are the same. One could understand an isur hana as being an independent, a standalone isur hana. Independent isur hana. Maybe one could argue that no, that sometimes an iser hana is not something which is standalone, something which is independent, but maybe one could argue that the iser hana is an expansion of the iser achila. It's an expansion of an iser achila. For example, the Rambam writes typically, not always, but typically, if you go ahead and invite the iser achila, you'll get malchus. But the Rambam writes that you're not typically going to get malchus for the iser hana. The Isser Hana is an expansion of, and it's secondary to, the Isser Achila. You have a primary Isser, which is Achila, and you have a secondary Isser, which is Hana. So sometimes I'm going to argue that the Isser Hana is an independent Isser Bifnei Atzma. And sometimes I'm going to argue that, you know what, that this Isser Hana is an expansion of an Isser Achila. That's the Rambam's Nekudah Nifla. Two different hagdaros to an Isser Hana. And now you have to ask yourself, what type of Isser Hana is this? Is this something which begins as an Isser Achila and it morphs, it's expanded into an Isser Hana? Or to argue, no, that's not true, that this is a standalone Isser Hana. So you know what the Rambam writes? I'm going to distinguish between Mukdashim as opposed to Basar B'chalav. Imagine a person is Makdish Abeim. You know what? It's Nesar. There's an Isser of Mi'ila. If you utilize this animal, you're misappropriating. This has a Kedusha Saguf. Is that an independent Isser Hana? Or they argue there's a tier one and there's a tier two. The Rambam writes, that's not tier one and tier two. That's an independent Isser Achila. This is not yours. This is Kodshei Hashem. There's an Isser Mi'ila, an Isser of Gezel. So in such a case, there is an independent Isra of Hana. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, it's true, the Rambam writes, Basar B'chalav is Asr B'achila, and it's even Asr B'hana. But you know what? There the Rambam writes, Isra Hana, Basar B'chalav is an expansion of Isra Achila. Wow, that's a very great Yiddish. An expansion of Isra Achila. L'may nafkamina, whether it's standalone or whether it's an expansion of, so the Rambam writes his Yisod. If something is an independent Isser, then an Isser Hana could be Chal and an Isser Achila. And you don't apply the principle of an Isser Chal Isser. But, if an Isser Hana is an expansion of an Isser Achila, you know what? You first have to get to step one, before you get to step two. Step two is the expansion. Step one is this Achila. If this Achila cannot be Chal, because Ein Isser Chal Isser, guess what? Isser Hana is not Chal. If you're dealing with an independent Isser Bifnei Atzmo, Hana Gabi Achila is considered to be Isser Chal Isser. But if you are going to tell me, no, not at all. This is step two. This is an expansion of an Isser Achila. But step one is, can the Isser Achila be Chal? If this Achila cannot be Chal because of Ein Isser Chal Isser, so therefore there is nothing to expand. And therefore, that would not allow for Isser Chal Isser. So the Rambam writes, that's my Yisod. That's a fundamental difference between the Isser Hana of Mukdashim as opposed to the Isser Hana of Basar B'Chalav. Mukdashim is standalone, and that's why Isser Chal Isser. Hana Gabi Achila is called an Isser Mosif. Basar B'Chalav, there it's an expansion. An expansion of, and if this Achila is not Chal, this Hana is not going to be Chal. I'll tell you another nafkamina, no? What exactly is the onish? We mentioned the Rambam in Machalos Asaros, no? That if something is asr b'achila hana, so therefore there's an onish for the primary isr, achila, but there isn't malchus for the lav tafel, which is hana. That typically is true. What, there's no malchus for mukdashim? There's no malchus for mukdashim? Of course there's malchus for mukdashim. How can that be? You know what the answer is? Because that is an isr hana per se. That can generate a chi of malchus. That's a lav which is mefurish b'kra and loke. But when you're dealing with achila hana, and hana is an expansion of step two, in such a case, a step down, you're only chayiv, the onesh, for tier one, not for the tier two, two nafkaminas daraisa. One in terms of malchus, another in terms of the hagdara of isr chal isr. It's a beautiful concept. The Rambam writes, two different hagdaros when it comes to Isurei Hana. There is a comment of the Ramban. This Ramban is found in Shoresh Beis of Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Ramban, you know, right, he refers you to the Schiddush of the Rambam, two different Hagdaros when it comes to Isurei Hana. But you know what the Ramban disagrees with? The Rambam's application to Basar B'Chalav. Basar B'Chalav. When it comes to Mukdashim, that's a standalone Isser Hana. I understand that. But Basar B'Chalav, it's not true. There, the Isser Hana is an expansion of Isser Achila. Is that so obvious? When it comes to Basar B'Chalav, the Isser Hana is an expansion of Isser Achila. How do I know that Basar B'Chalav is Asr B'Achila? And how do I know that Basar B'Chalav is Asr B'Hana? You know what the answer is? No? Well, there are three different references, psukim, of lo sevashal diba chalevimo, and you know what? That means that there are three different isurim. There's bishul, there's achila, and there's hana. Maybe in general, I would say such a thing, that sometimes hana can be an expansion of isur achila, but the Ramban writes, why would you say that when it comes to basar b'chalav, where there's a separate gzeiras akasu to forbid hana? It's not based on the expansion of, but rather a separate standalone pasuk to say that basar b'chalav is asr b'hana. So maybe even if I'll agree with you in principle, there are two different hagdaros, but not in practice. In practice, I'll tell you, not when it comes to basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is not an expansion. Maybe that should be similar to the case of mukdashim. Wow, that's one line in Ramban, in Shoresh Beis, where he takes issue just with the detail of how would you classify basar b'chalav as case one, or case two, but that's the Chiddush indeed of the Rambam Shita. Well, once you see that there are two different Hagdaros when it comes to Isurei Hana, and if you have a separate Gzeiras HaKasu, that points to the first Hagdara, as opposed to an expansion of, you know what, maybe one could argue exactly this point. B'chala Torah Kula. Of course, the Rambam quotes the Shita of Rabbi Avohu, that you know what? You can have a single pasuk that tells you achila is forbidden, and the default is achila means echad isr achila, echad isr hana, ad shi part l'chal kasuf. I understand. But all of a sudden now, there's a separate gzeiras hakasuv when it comes to chametz haPesach. It says indeed that that is considered to be osir bahana. You know what? Perhaps that can give rise to that following distinction. Whereas, b'cholo Torah kula, it is true, I'll invoke Rabbi Avohu. And Rabbi Avohu will tell me that, you know what, that echad isra achila, echad isra hana. But echad isra achila, echad isra hana, doesn't that indicate an expansion? But if you are going to tell me that there's a separate gzera sakasa, telling you that chametz is asr b'hana, maybe in that sense it is more similar to cases of mukdashim, a very different hagdara entirely. And perhaps that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Why is it that the Rambam has a separate gzera sakasuv, a separate gzera sakasuv? Because maybe this sirhana of chametz haPesach is different from this sirhana of basa b'chalav. In basa b'chalav, okay, the repetition of the same pasuk, that the Rambam viewed as being an expansion. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. But perhaps when it comes to the Isra of Chametz HaPesach, that per se is considered to me an independent Isra. I'll tell you that what at first glance seems so magnificent, but it requires further biur. If you were writing a Sefer HaMitzvos, and you are going to include, obviously, Basa B'Chalav, how many Isurim would you include in Basa B'Chalav? How many Isurim? Well, one is an Isur Bishul. I understand that. But now two and three. Achila Hana. Achila Hana. Oh, so you know what I would say? That when you see this Rambam, Nekuda Nifla, that the Rambam writes that this Rana is not independent, but it's an expansion of. That would be very, very nice. If you run to the shelf and you take a look at the Rambam, and the Rambam would have two and not three Isurim when it comes to Basa B'Chalav. Now, guess what? The Ram has two and not three Yisurim when it comes to Basa B'Chalav. Wow. The Ram has Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Pei Zayin. Kuf Pei Vav is Bishul. And Kuf Pei Zayin is Achila Hana. There, the Rambam combines this Achila and Isra Hana. You know, it sounds like, yeah, that's magnificent. You know, if the Ram would have three different Yisurim, that would sound challenging, no? The Rambam's on the Kudni Flaws. This is not standalone. It's not independent. This is an expansion of. So you know what? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, one Isser for Achila and Hana, combined. You know what's not so simple? That, you know, you have to look things up and you have to read them, no? You can't just take things, you know, this is not like, take a look. So it is true, and it sounds incredible. The Nekud and the Nifla, that this is a combined Isser, and Sefer Mitzvah is a combined Isser. What's challenging is that read the Nekud Ifla and read the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, and at least superficially, you get an entirely different approach. The Rambam and Nekud Ifla is Mefurish. You know what? That the Isra Hana is an expansion of the Isra Achila. Mefurish, no? Mefurish. But take a look at that Rambam, right? It was on the Marmakamos. No? Kuf Pei Zayin. There, the Rambam says, I'm counting Achila Hana as one. Why is that true? Because achila is mimine hahana, you know? Achila is a form of hana. You're not allowed to derive benefit from something. Okay, so if you eat it, you're deriving benefit from the object, no? That sounds like a completely different lumdus, no? That, you know what? That kuf pei zayin is that there's an isra hana, and guess what? When a person eats something, ein la hahana, gdola mizu. You know, you get the impression from the Rambam in the Kud Nifla that the Isser in its Hagdara is Achila, and by expansion it's Hana. And the Rambam, seemingly in Sefer Mitzvahs, is saying the opposite is true, that it's an Isser Hana, and there are many ways you can eat Nana. You can give it to your friend, you can give it to your animal, and you can eat it. Obviously that's a form of Hana. It almost sounds as though the Rambam is emphasizing the independence of this Isser Hana, and Achila, the Rambam is downplaying, is just simply being mimine, hahana. That's something to think about, no? How to reconcile. It is magnificent in the sense that the Rambam does not have three surim, two isurim, I understand. But if I ask you, okay, so there's one combined isur, but you know what? How does it tilt? What is driving? What is the cause? What is the effect? What is the essence of the love? The hagdaras of love? And what is the expansion of the love? You get a different impression. Pashur Pshat, you have to read that Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos maybe more carefully, maybe a little bit differently, that no, the Rambam is not at odds. What the Rambam writes is this, Yisod of the Nekuda Nifla. See, the Rambam is bothered by the following, that you know what? If you're going to argue that Hana is an absolutely independent Isser, then Hana is going to be Chal and Achila. And if you're going to argue, you're going to argue that, you know what, that we're starting with an Isser Hana, and Achila is just a form of Hana, guess what? Then Hana should also be Chal and an Isser Achila. Either extreme is going to get you in trouble, no? If you argue that the Isser Hana is absolutely independent, oh, then you know what? Then this Hana should be Chal and Isser Achila. And that's not true when it comes to Basa B'chalam. And if you're going to argue the other extreme, that you know what? No, that Achila is just a form of Hana, but the Isser, it's Hagdar is an Isser Hana, then you know what? Hana should be Chal, Gabi Achila as well. Right? In order to explain why it is that the Isser Hana of Basa B'chalam is not Chal on Chalev, right? You have to come up with a very exquisite Derech HaMamutza. To argue that it's not just a form of, and it's not independent. If that really is true, now you can argue that when it comes to Basa B'chalav, Hana is not Chal, Al Gabi HaAchila. Right? You have to thread the needle, no? If you're going to argue extremes, this is an independent Isser, that's like Mukdashi. And if you're going to argue that there is no independent Isser of Achila, Achila is a form of Hana, then of course, Hana should be Chal Gabi Achila. Basa B'chalav is so different than a case of Chalev. In order to argue that this does not allow it to be Chal, you have to argue that there is some meeting ground, there is some Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, there is some confluence, some conversions of this Achila and this Hana. The way Rav Asher Weiss expresses it is as follows, that you know what? It's not an absolute independent Isser of Hana. But you know what? It's not just simply that Achila is a form of Hana. I would add one word, you know? Achila is the primary form of Hana. The primary form of Hana. It's not that just simply, you know what? There are many examples of Hana. One is giving it to your dog and one is eating it. No. The Rambam tells you the following, that you know what? That Ein lecha Hana gdola mizu av Achila, but that creates already a tier. Primary and secondary. When a person goes ahead and consumes, he eats the Basa B'chalav, that is a primary violation of an Isser Hana. As opposed to when the Hana is something which is more direct. Adi Rishalmi, you know, I give chames to a behemas hefker. You know, it's not even my animal. That already is called Isserei Hana. Someone will say to you, am I really being nene? You're going to say, even that is Hana. A person eats it. You're going to say, even that's Hana. That's the primary form of being nene. Min hadavar aser. Oh, once already you have the primary and secondary, now I can argue that yes, that ain't iser. Ain't iser chal iser. The primary category of Hana has to be chal. And if it can't, because, you're dealing with chalev. That already is in Isser Chal Isser. And the two chidushim of the Rambam are bozev limid alzeh. The Rambam who writes that recognize that Basa B'chalav is not like Mukdashim. I need that. Because if it's like Mukdashim, it's an independent Isser Hana. But I can't even just simply say it's a form of Hana. You have to say it is the primary. And that is the Ikar HaIsser. Oh, so indeed, if that is such, the Rambam can have a combined Hana Achila in Sefer Mitzvos. And the Rambam can still assume that, you know what, that it's not Chal and Chalev because of that relationship. No, it's not a standalone Isser like cases of Mukadashim. So therefore, maybe this would answer the issue as well. If the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Avo, why the need for anything more? The first approach, based on that Gon and Arla, it's because I can't apply Rabbi Avo to such a case. It's only Nisr Lizman. The answer is, you know what? No, in principle, I could apply Rabbi Avohu, but that would create a very different type of Isser Hana. And here, the Chiddush of Lo Yachel Chametz means that This is not a secondary Yisr Hanah, but this is a primary Yisr Hanah. That's something which is critical with nafkaminas. And I'll give you one last example where I'll tell you a similar kasha, a similar teretz. And what's fascinating is the pasuk is the same. This requires a whole separate shiur. But. There are pasuks like Rabbi Yochanan, Yumadaf, Ayyadal Manalaf, that chatzi shiur is asa min haTorah. Chatzi shiur is asa min haTorah. That's clear. Mufurish in Rambam, no? Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Dal Chalaf in Hilchashuas. Take a look at Perek Eilach Hazayin in Hilchashuas. Mufurish in Rambam. Chatzi shiur is nisad araisa. Chatzi shiur is nisad araisa. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Kol Chelev Chazis Derufei. All of a sudden, you come to Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. The Rambam writes, you can't even eat a Chatzi shiur of Chametz Pesach. Of course you can't eat a Chatzi shiur of Chametz Pesach. How do you know that that's true? I don't know if that's true because Chatzi shiur is asur b'chalot Torah kula. Nope. The Rambam writes, there's a gzeiras akasu. That Chatzi shiur is asur when it comes to Chametz Pesach. A gzeiras akasu. That's like stunning. You have a gzeiras akasu in Chametz Pesach for that which I know is true b'chalot Torah kula. Why do I need a separate gzeiras akasu? A separate gzeiras akasu? And I'll tell you a fascinating chiddush. What's the gzeiras akasu that Rambam quotes? Lo yeyachel chametz. The same gzeiras akasu, the same words, no, that the Rambam describes when it comes to an Yisr Hanah. I'll tell you, there's a real commonality, no? You know what Chatzi Shir and Yisr Hanah have in common? They're Asr B'chol HaTorah Kula, and they're Asr and Chametz HaPesach, but there's a different quality to the Isr of Chametz HaPesach than Kol HaTorah Kula. When it comes to an Yisr Hanah, I'll tell you, yeah, when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, Hanah Achila, when it comes to Chametz HaPesach standalone. And here I'll tell you a stunning chiddush that, you know what, there's a difference in terms of Chatzi Shir. There's a difference in terms of Chatzi Shir. And this will require a separate shir. That, you know what are the nafkaminas between Chatzi Shir of Nevela and Shreifa and Chelev as opposed to Chatzi Shir of Chametz HaPesach? But if I can come up with clear nafkaminas, and that would indicate that, you know what, the Hagdara of Chatzi Shir on Chametz HaPesach is different than the Hagdara of Chatzi Shir B'chol HaTorah Kula, I would not be shocked then that the Rambam would have a separate makor for this Rav Chatzi Shir Chametz HaPesach as opposed to Chol HaTorah Kula. I'll tell you something very simple. Chatzi Shir, the Gemara Yitzim Daf Ayin Dalit is Aser, Rabbi Yochanan says, because of Chazi Listerufei. You know what that sounds like? Chaz li Yisterufe? Maybe yes, maybe no. This will I be part of maybe the next year. Now, Rav Yosef Engel, Lech Kaktov, Simen Ches, Asiyag Daraisa. Don't do this because it can lead to this, lead to that. You know what I'm going to tell you? That Chatzi Shir Chametz HaPesach is not Asr because of Chaz li Yisterufe. It's Asr because V'lo Yiyachel Chametz. It is an independent Isr. Aside from Chatzi Shir, B'chol HaTorah Kula. And I'll tell you, they're nafkaminas daraisa. But these are two stunning models, but with the same gzeiras hakasu, to tell you what's true B'chol HaTorah Kula is different when it comes to Chametz HaPesach. And therefore, I'll tell you, in both those cases, those aren't steerers. The Rambam paskin B'chol HaTorah Kula Rabbi Yavol, but not when it comes to Chametz HaPesach. The Rambam paskin B'chol HaTorah Kula Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir Zasim HaTorah, but Chametz HaPesach, V'lo Yechal Chametz. Part of the Chumra Darais of Chametz are the additional drashas that tell us what we may have known B'chol HaTorah Kula, but demonstrating that there's a separate Isser when it comes to the Isser Hana, when it comes to Chatzi Shir regarding Chametz B'Pesa. So take a look at these Marmakamos when it comes to Isser Hana, Mirz Hashem, right? In the future we'll have to discuss the role of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula and Chatzi Shir of Chametz HaPesach.